This is Erica, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, this isn't even my show. I commandeered it. Just kidding, I'm subbing. I already messed it up. I'm sorry. So my name's Erica, my usual show. Oh, I'm also here with Harper West, but he's not talking. your mic's not on. So my usual show is called Some Songs Considered. It's from 5 to 6 a.m. on Thursday mornings, aka best time to be alive, best time to be awake. I'm going to play. So I was just like feeling really good today. It's the sun came out. I have some tea, like, you know, really just amazing vibes. So I'm just going to play songs that make me happy. I made a whole playlist. And if you like what I'm spinning, you should listen to my show in fewer than 12 hours. Harper's snapping my grammar self-correction. But I will be spinning exclusively Father John Misty for an hour on Thursday morning, and you should listen to that too. But for now, we're going to play, like, good stuff. Up next is Business by Tune Yards. That was Be Good by Waxahachie. And I'll be back at some point. Okay, bye.
I'm not afraid to my life away. she'll never make a sound. Bang, 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 boy, never move to my hood, cause danger is crawling out the wood. Bang, 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 boy, never move to my hood, cause danger is crawling out the wood.
Tape for posterity.
Ruining the tape.
Life in the city.
What's happening?
Makes more sense for Jesus calls. Bang, 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 boy, never move to. Bang, 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 boy, never move to my hood. Cause danger is crawling out the wood. Bang, bang, bang.
I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, a pinch at your sandals. other with lips and teeth to ask how my day went. Boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten. Just to sit on sidewalks. You'd still enjoy it with your foot on the side.
If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
Now.
Hello. Wow, this is wild.
This.
I don't think I've ever been on the radio before, Erica.
Well, really now you nervous. Are. Welcome. Really Welcome nervous. To my world. Welcome to my life. Remember that song?
Oh, please don't. You're embarrassing me. I'm new to this, Mom. Guys, did you know that me and Erica are living together? Sorry, Erica and I are living together next year.
Yeah, I don't think we've told enough people.
I don't think anyone knows that.
Also, for all 9 of you listening, hold on, let me refresh that. Is it still 9? Yeah, yeah, it is. For all 9 of you listening, nine. My name is Erica, and I'm with
this guy named Harper.
Harper.
Harper Deep. Wise. Harper. That's me. That's me, Mom. I'm here. Hello.
Guys, did you know he's a bub?
You said you weren't going to do that. You said you weren't going to do that. But yes, I am. And I really love the bubs. I'm actually in the building in which the bubs rehearse.
Yeah. We were talking about what were you talking about? A building-wide party? Yeah.
I think it would be really interesting to have WMFO. Erica, I get it.
Okay. We're just going over some FCC regulations.
Specific rules about the things I can say, and honestly, I'm a little disappointed with the level of censorship that's going on here.
Free speech is dead at times.
Oh, wow. Yikes. So, yeah, I think it would be really interesting to have a party between WMFO, the Beelzebubs, the Jackson Jills, the Observer, and TUTV.
All of us who live in Curtis Hall.
Yeah. I think that'd be really interesting to see what happens.
That would provide a really good sociological experiment.
Speaking of sociological experiments, Erica, how's your sociological experiment going? How's that going?
Oh my god, for intro to Soch?
Yeah. No, what's your topic?
We're talking about the racial implications of actions taken by the theater department at Tufts. And
like what actions?
Or just like, you know, there's been a lot of apparently race-based controversy within the department.
Interesting.
Based on like the shows that they choose and things like that. And so we're interviewing like the experience of like students of color in the theater department. And sure. That was a spooky noise.
That was a really spooky noise.
There was a noise.
Sometimes when we're rehearsing downstairs, all we will like stop singing for a minute, and then all we hear is "walk sign is on." And it'll really ruin whatever moment we were having.
Wow. That's so sad. Just a private peek into the life of Harper. What's your project on?
Really, my project, shout out to like group 17 or whatever, I'm not sure what our real number is the what the place in a certain cafeteria, or specifically a Tufts cafeteria or dining hall, where you sit and what that says about you. And
so you're talking about that corner in DeWick.
Yeah, we're talking about that corner in DeWick where all the athletes sit and everyone avoids.
Yeah. I've always really wanted to like commandeer a table there and just see what spread happens. Out like
one of those full super long tables.
Yeah. Or just like spread it with just like books on feminism and like
ooh.
Just kidding, you can be an athlete and be a feminist, but
you're so right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know that's where I saw you know who when I was in DeWick.
Da 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 da.
Da da da.
Oh no.
Speaking of ominous things.
Ominous things. We have an official public service announcement.
I do have a PSA for everyone. And I won't tell you what PSA this is until after because I think the writing is really interesting and it leaves us in suspense until the second paragraph. So here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year. You know, logistically, that sounds pretty difficult. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Again, that is orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Menford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Harper.
I am living.
You are living.
Wow.
Incredible. Do you have any unofficial public service announcements?
Well, that's a really interesting question because I'm not sure how spiteful you want me to be with this unofficial public safety announcement.
What do you mean spiteful?
Spiteful. Remember that public safety announcement that I said a little earlier back? Like, that's pretty spiteful. You know what I mean?
The brain of a salamander.
Okay, well, to give all nine of you a peek into the conversation we've been having. Oh, we're checking again. Is it still nine?
Still nine.
Great. I'm really happy about that. There's this idea of, like, doing really obnoxious public service announcements. Like, if you have the grit to bump into me, at least be attractive. And I think that's a really important message that the people in my life definitely need to...
Do you get, like, whacked into by, like, unattractive people often?
Well, I mean, I think that's super relative. I might just be picky. Well, I'm not painting myself in a good light on this radio show.
It's okay to be picky. Just be nice about it.
You're right. I'll try.
You're failing on that front. Just kidding.
I'm not doing well, Erica. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Someone just walked by. I have an unofficial public service announcement about butt cellulite.
Ooh.
Butt cellulite. It's normal. It's healthy. And it shouldn't make you so miserable about wearing shorts. Because everyone has it. And it's great.
I think that also carries over to hair on your legs.
That too.
Yeah.
Like, I have one hair on, like, my left knee. That's just, like, really long.
Okay, I think you should grow it and, like, really nurture that hair.
It'll be longer than, like, the hair on my head.
Condition it, give it some TLC. Just see what happens.
Yeah, the occasional trim so it doesn't get a split end.
Yeah, you want to make sure that stays nice and pretty.
Cool. Let's also do what's your favorite thing about yourself, physical or otherwise?
Oh, no, I don't like these questions.
You don't like those questions? I can say. I like the very tip of my nose.
I really like my facial hair.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I think, it hides the fact that actually, deep down, I'm just a 6-year-old.
How so?
Well, definitely emotionally. I mean, let's be real.
Well,
I haven't turned 7 yet. It's just like, it was like 5, 6.
What?
Here I am. But physically, if I shave my beard off, actually this thing happens where I like shrink 3 feet and become 6 again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty magical.
Yeah.
Someday.
That was all in reference to the fact that I have a baby face without my beard, so that was like a really drawn out way of making that happen. Thank you for everyone who paired with us.
Thank you. I was gonna say something. Oh, I wanna give a shout out to you've reminded me of something. Many of you know Charlotte Eccles of the radio. I don't know what her show is called, but she's really cool. So it was her birthday last month, and then I was in a dance rehearsal with her, and they were just like, "Oh, it's your birthday?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm finally turning 12." With utter seriousness.
utter seriousness. You can't see me, but I'm currently acting out the motion of milking a cow because the word
is that what you were doing?
Is yep, milking a cow. Yep. Let's pop it. Wow, that word was seductive, Erica.
Okay, off air, we'll talk about my habit of winking at strangers.
I didn't realize I was a stranger.
Anyway, we're going to go back to playing music before we lose all of our listeners. No, it's okay. We haven't lost any. We have 11.
We gained two. Oh, man, you guys.
Wow, welcome. All two of you who joined the show. You've been listening to a lot of nonsense but we're having a good time, and that's what's important.
Come hang out in the Ren 440s, everyone, if you want
Don't
more
Don't project
nonsense.
Where we live on the radio.
Why not? Oh, you're right.
Male privilege. Anyway.
Ouch.
Dagger.
You're not wrong.
In the face.
No, you're not wrong. I'm bleeding out. Help.
Okay.
Can you check my ABCs, Erica, please?
Okay. First, is your airway
certified?
Do you want to see the laminated card in my wallet?
Did you laminate it?
I laminated it.
You're a nerd. Called out.
Oh my god, I'm so hurt. How dare you call me a nerd? Oh my god. Yeah, I am. So your airway's clear.
Yes,
he's breathing. And he,
I am.
Do
breathing.
You have a pulse? I'm gonna reach across.
Well, I'm clearly speaking to you, so my ABCs are good. My circulation's happening.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure.
Time to check for deformities.
Like this whole big thing up, like above my neck. I think we call it a face is kind of a big deformity, I think. So you might want to help me check that out.
I'm so glad that you made that joke before I did.
Self-deprecating jokes are the only kind of jokes.
I disagree.
When you have crushing sense of self. And I twitch.
Alright, so we're going to talk about our wildly fluctuating self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's more of an off-air conversation, but it's something I like to talk about. What else is new?
With me?
Yeah.
Well, it's Passover.
It is
that's
Passover.
Pretty important. I'm a Jew. I'm Jewish. I'm Jew-ish.
Ish.
Yeah, well.
I'm like the opposite. I'm like Catholic.
Yeah.
Is that the opposite?
I don't know. I feel like the opposite of any, like, monotheistic religion is agnostic or atheist. Like, in the fundamental, beliefs of a religion.
Or just not even, like, taking theism into account. Like, it's just, like, not a societal concept that has come about. Also, low-key, that sociology reading we did for intro soc on like religion so interesting.
It was really good.
It was really interesting, and I was like, wow, I feel like I should feel really violated by this, but also like I was not.
We've allowed this giant social construction to completely permeate every facet of our lives to the point that some people, and like I don't mean to degrade anyone, but some people like dedicate, like my dad dedicates his whole life to being Jewish, and like I'm sure he does because he's a smart guy, but I wonder if he ever stops and thinks like there's such a high potential for this all to be fake.
Yeah,
you know, but then again, like I have tattoos that are directly related to the lessons that Judaism has taught me, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Yeah. It is really interesting. I think about that a lot too. Just like that religion, other than, you know, just maybe it is like entirely a social construct. Like maybe there is like no merit to it, but also just like it's so important, and not just in like a societal relationship pattern, but just like I feel like spirituality is something that can exist outside of the social realm. You know,
I mean, for a lot of people, religion is completely individualized, and that the only way they experience it is through their own expression of their religion.
That's true, but there is another, at least of like Western monotheistic religions, like the communal experience of religion is like really fundamental.
And that's how I experience religion. And I won't speak for anyone but myself. Mm-hmm. But like, I was having a conversation with my mom the other day before the Seder about what my plans were. And I told her that I was going to work during the Seder. And she was really appalled with me. But I think the reality is for me that I grew up with religion being strictly centered around the sense of community and family that it brought me.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I were home, I would know that I would be with my parents and my family friends and my sibling and all the people that I love. But here I'm not nearly as connected to the Jewish community on this campus, which is my own fault, definitely. And I could put in much more effort to figure that out. But participating in the Seder, at least here, would not give me any satisfaction or connection to my religion.
Mm-hmm. That's really fair. Yeah, I felt kind of that way. I went to Mass every Sunday in high school, but it was not like my town church. It was like they had like a Catholic service at my high school, and like my choir director played piano, and like I would like sing at services and stuff like that. And it was just like this like really great thing, and it was like small, and it was like I knew everyone there, and it was like really lovely. And then I started going to Mass at Tufts, which is at 10 p.m. on Sundays. I'm going to be asleep then.
10 p.m. on Sunday, I am in Curtis Hall. For you know what?
You're above. I make that joke 7 times a day, and that's why it's funny.
That's actually 90% of the reason why Erica and I are friends.
Because I make that
joke. It's just because she makes that singular joke often. But going back to...
I buy it.
Going back to music and religion, Erica and I actually just sang Mozart's C minor Mass together.
That we did.
But like that is a piece like that is such a representation of what religion once was.
Yeah.
Like those masses were the expression of religion in the classical era.
Yeah.
Which I like.
That's wild.
Like music and my religion right now is like someone standing in front of the congregation with a guitar, kind of like pretending they're a rock star when really they were just trained at Hebrew Union College, and like all they want is to meet a nice Jewish spouse and have lovely children, you know?
Interesting.
But that guitar, it does it all.
Mm. Wow. Guitars would be cool. I remember like all the songs I used to like sing at, well, I guess I'll do when I like go home and I like know everything, but like
we sing this one song at camp about the sun.
Do, 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 do. That's awesome.
Should I sing it?
Yeah.
The sun is a mass of ink and gas and gas. A gigantic nuclear thermos. Where hydrogen is built into helium at temperatures of millions of degrees.
Are you sure this is a nerd camp?
Ouch. I really feel like that was a microaggression. I think we're gonna
don't need to joke talk about microaggressions. That's a microaggression.
Don't joke about joking about microaggressions, Erica. We can inception this all day. We can.
Yeah, that's true. We are humanities people after all. We can talk boxes in circles.
What are the sociological implications of the speaking of microaggressions?
That's a really good question, Harper.
Are we only allowed to talk like sideways into the microphone to soften our voices?
No, I was just trying to sound like NPR. Today. Two bucks.
I was really gonna try it, but then I started laughing.
Then you chortled.
I chortled. You're listening to All Things Considered.
You know, that's where I got the title from my show.
Yeah, I know. You're not very original.
You know what, Harper?
Drag her! Drag her! Last night, I was going to go to bed, but I was texting someone. That's not important.
A human.
A human being. And whilst texting said human being, I watched all of the RuPaul Drag Race, reading. Erica, do you know what reading is? Like, when you drag someone?
No.
And, like, you...
Look at just everything that I am. Do I watch RuPaul?
You have all of the drag queens kind of line up in front of you, and RuPaul comes out and is like, the library is open! And... And she calls up every drag queen to kind of roast every other drag queen.
Oh my goodness.
And it gets brutal.
Oh my gosh.
Brutal. How's our listener count going?
We're still at 11. Surprisingly.
A little refresh. See if we've lost them all.
Oh, we have 10. We lost one. I'm sorry. You came for the music.
Then you got RuPaul.
Then you got us. Come hang out with us.
Yeah, please.
I need more friends.
And I think my favorite one was, I think it was Dorian Lake. I could be totally messing up that name. And she looks at Adore Delano and goes, Adore. And I'm definitely going to misquote this, but that's okay. Adore. I'm going to say this very slowly. You're dumb. And usually these are, like, full, like, witty jokes about, like, all of these drag queens' insecurities. And here, this queen comes up and is just like, you're dumb. And I've never laughed so hard than watching Adore, like, just kind of fall to the ground laughing so hard. And, like, to be fair... Adore is really stupid. Like, I'm sure she's a smart queen and, like, she's made a name for herself and her career is popping, but, like, if I met her on the street, I'd be like, wow. Yikes. But also, like, I'm a snob, so what do I have to say?
Wow.
And there's my story. Thank you. Erica, I think we should take turns reading each other. Do you think either of us are emotionally stable enough for that?
Reading each other? I don't know if I want this, like, on the internet.
That's true.
Like, I feel like a lot of, like, really vulnerable rocks can, like, quarry out of my body now.
Yeah, we really do know each other well enough to, like...
Totally dig each other.
Yeah. Let's not say we did.
Oh my gosh, you follow my Finsta. You know everything.
I do know everything.
You know way too much. Draws finger across the room. Just kidding.
All I want is someone who will drag me.
Okay. I'll do it. Anytime.
Thank you.
Anywhere.
Erica, are you a bub?
Actually, I'm a soprano one.
Wow.
Yeah, I just wanted to brag.
Oh god, that was awful.
I don't even remember it. Let's play one song from
the... Will you please play... Oh, play Cum Sancto. This is...
I love that one. No, the Credo is the best.
No, but like the Cum Sancto is such like a legendary fugue.
That's true.
But Credo is...
You're a legendary fugue.
All I want is someone to tuck me in at night and tell me I'm a legendary fugue.
But, like, Credo was my favorite movement because...
Credo!
Credo non Credo di potente.
I think I have it in my backpack.
Thanks, Padre, not too much.
Who wants to hear Erica and I sing half of the parts of the Credo of Mozart's Mass?
Wait, I would be so down. Want to do it?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my music.
Let me get mine. I have mine too. Hold on. We'll be back in a second. In the meantime, let's play some real music. We'll be back soon.
Discomfort to pass before killing. Peace and love.
We argue round, then unrolls the ground and
Now for something very different.
Now for something excruciatingly different.
I really can't believe we're doing this.
This is like all. If you told me like in middle school that like when I'm in college, like I will get to have a radio show where I will sing soprano one, I would have died.
This isn't even your radio show.
What?
This isn't even your radio show.
I know, right? Okay, no. 1 week you will. No, you won't come on from 5 to 6 a.m., but like next year maybe. Okay.
Refresh that.
We're singing the movement. We're singing the Credo from Mozart's. Oh my God.
Oh, dude.
We're singing the Credo from Mozart's Mass in C minor. Are you ready? Can you give me our starting notes?
Oh, we're up to 12.
We're up to 12. They're gonna listen to us sing Credo, Mozart, Mass, C minor.
Credo.
Wait, can you give me my note again?
Credo.
Thanks, dude. Okay. We'll do 12 measures given,
yeah, we'll see
and
what
then.
Happens. So, 1, 2, here we go.
Credo, credo in unum Deum, patrem omnipotentem, factorem celi et terre, factorem celi et terre, visibilium omnium. Okay, 4 measures later. I like this part a lot. Hold on. Can you give me a D? Okay, 5, 6, 7.
Credo. Whoa. Credo. Wait, no, we gotta do that again.
I'm sorry. I don't have perfect pitch. Sorry.
No, that was my bad.
Wait, play my note again.
Da.
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 Da. 5, 6, 7.
Credo et in nonum Dominum Iesum Christum Filium Filium Dei Unigenitum et ex Patre Natum. Credo, credo. Ante omnia secula. Bad. Oh, wow.
On whose part?
On my part.
Oh, okay.
My part, definitely.
That's literally my favorite part in the entire piece.
Oh, wait, no. Deum? The Deum is so much cooler. 59.
What?
Measure of time. Deum.
Deum.
Deum, de Deo, lumen, de lumine,
Deum.
Genitum
non factum,
genitum
non
factum consubstantialem patri.
I quit. I'm never singing again.
Well, thank you for all of our listeners who just put up with that nonsense.
This has been Mozart's Mass in C minor, abbreviated and missing most of the parts.
Wait.
Including a full orchestra. Thank you.
Oh my god, what have I done? Okay, no, cool, it's fine. Let's also talk... Where's the next person? We're still at 12 listeners, cool. Okay.
Thank
cool.
You so
we're
much
just gonna
for putting up with that.
Yeah, of course. We're just gonna put on Rivendell and maybe call it a show just because I think our next person's here. So we go and do this, but this has been really fun. Thank you for coming on, Harper, to
You're
this
so
show
welcome.
That is not mine.
I've really enhanced it.
Yeah, I would love to have you on sometime and just have us do a cappella renditions of choral songs.
I would love that so
This has
much.
Been such a blast. This has like been more than like I could have ever imagined, you know. Hey, one over. Hey, we're just gonna, yeah, we're finishing up. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Harper and Erica doing absolute nonsense.
Oh, goodness.
On the air for an hour. Like, we've played seven
really
songs. All right, so we're turning it over. We're just gonna... What do we
play some music.
Play some music? Okay, cool. I'm just gonna throw on Rivendell for a hot sec. But yeah, thanks for having us. Okay, bye.
Little children like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. Ooh! Everybody likes to cha-cha-cha. Took my baby to the hop last night, and what to my surprise, when we got there, she hit me with the news right between the eyes. Yeah! She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She couldn't, no, she couldn't cha-cha-cha. Ooh, my baby couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, they'd play some other dance. But we sat there for an hour and a half, and we never got a chance. For every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Tom Newland.